Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up on this Tuesday edition, it is the day after 4th of July, and apparently people were still lighting off fireworks, we will discuss. Speaking of fireworks, LeVar Arrington's got a problem in his backyard. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to have some discussions about the latest speculation on Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, and we're going to look back at one of the greatest performances, clutch performances, injury-prone performances in the history of sports. Well, it's a hot dog eating contest. All of that. It's the usual shenanigans on a Tuesday. Two pros and a cup of Joe next here, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, rock, man. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
I am so happy to be here.
You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Tuesday morning.
Yes!
We appreciate you doing so. It's the 5th of July.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forget y'all too. It's 3 a.m. or 6 a.m. where you're
yeah.
at. Get this radio in your air.
And we are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. How the hell are we feeling coming off a long holiday weekend?
As you can tell, I watched Coming to America.
Oh, you did?
I did! I come from Zamunda.
By the way,
and when I say he got his own money, I mean he got his own money!
I think they're still lighting off fireworks out here.
Bro,
they were
all
still
night.
Going.
All
when
night.
We were getting up to come in.
All night. And you can see them driving in.
Yeah. It's.
Shouts out to everybody out there that don't want to go to sleep, go to work today, because they still setting off them, what are they, M80s? Is that what they're called?
Some are mortars.
Yeah, they're mortars.
Some are legitimate, projectile explosives.
Yeah, I mean, they really be shows out of backyards up around here.
Bro, I almost hit a kid last night.
Oh, no.
I was literally driving back from fireworks. These kids were ahead of us, and so I kind of swerved over to the left because I couldn't tell what exactly they were trying to do. It was obviously dark out, and I could see they're trying to light something, but it was on the far right-hand side of the road or the street. And so as I'm getting closer, the kids, and my lights are on, they have still no idea. They had to have been drunk or high out of their mind.
Mm.
And so as I'm swerving to the left side of the road now, the one kid, as he starts to light it, and he starts to jump back, almost like he was shocked that it lit. And then two, he's like trying to get out of the way. And then he sees my car and literally like jumps off the side of the road. I was like, what just happened? Like, what are you doing?
Whoa.
But yeah, there were some legit mortars.
They going to be in the BQ News today?
Yeah. Florida edition.
Did they make headlines or was it just you?
I'm not one of those like old men or crotchety old guys like to get off my lawn. Who's going to call like the cops on them? Because technically it's illegal, right? But I don't care.
They might have earned that on their own. I don't think you needed to be a snitch. I think they might have earned that one on their own the way it sounded.
I was just glad I didn't hit the kid. But right. I full well would have not felt that bad only because I was like, it wasn't my fault. Like, I was doing everything I can to avoid him. This kid's letting off fireworks. He had to be on some sort of substance.
It is funny how people lose all sense of safety and caution when they're lighting fireworks. Like
Why is that?
I don't know. The older I get, the more I think – God, like all of my older brothers were lighting off fireworks in the street growing up, and I guarantee none of them were sober. Like, it just, you get older, you just realize how reckless the whole thing is.
When you're younger, there's different fireworks where I come from. And I never got into the 4th of July ones. Yeah, just sad.
What do you mean?
I'm just sad.
What are you talking about?
I didn't need a 4th of July to hear cack, cack, cack. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
Jonas's cack, cack, cack was four.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Four right.
Yeah. Very good.
We didn't have a whole lot of that going on.
Sir, did you find my Pro V1?
Hey, listen.
How old were you when you saw your first golf course?
V1.
How old were you guys?
Oh,
first golf course.
I know exactly what course it was. Golf
what
and stuff.
Was it?
Mini putt. It's a mini putt course.
No.
That mini doesn't count.
Don't count.
That's not
golf
that's
course.
Not
mini putts can be in the concrete jungle, man. Yeah, you could put a putt course pretty much anywhere.
I've seen
a putt course. I saw a putt course growing up, but I never saw a golf course growing up.
First one I ever saw was Tartan Fields a few years ago at
That's such a lie.
You know, hung
that's
out in the clubhouse. You know, just kind of rubbing elbows. A lot of
Q sitting there like, man, I was born on one. Like,
no.
Q's like, man, I was born on the golf course.
My dad used to mow. In our backyard, he'd like mow down a portion of it, like shorter than the others.
And make it a putt-putt or
not putt-putt, but he'd make it look like a mini like hole.
Okay.
And then he'd wait to mow the rest of the yard just to make it look like it. So he'd grab clubs and we'd go out there and we'd hit. And like, I swear to God, that's how I learned how to hit a 9-iron. Like, he was like, all right, like, this is what you do. And like, I remember being young when he taught me that. And then he mowed the rest of the yard once we were kind of done.
But see, that was, you know what I mean? He was setting the tone and you guys already had clubs. Like, I didn't see clubs
either.
Well,
he had clubs, yeah.
I didn't see clubs either, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some
well,
of us
not
just grew
those
up.
Clubs.
Some
not
of
those,
yeah,
hey, not those
know.
Clubs.
Yeah, not those
what
clubs.
What clubs
yeah.
you talking
you know what
about?
Saying?
Yeah. Oh, I saw a different type of club already.
Yeah.
Man. That's Pittsburgh, man.
Shanks.
Yeah.
Clubs.
That's right.
You know, chains.
Shivs.
Alley cats.
Shivs. Yeah. You know, pit bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
Iron City.
You know, I'm Shane.
Iron City, baby. Hey, by the way, a couple of champions crowned this weekend. Just want to say congratulations to the Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Get on them.
USFL champs.
Are we a little genuine right now?
What?
Stallions, baby. They came through.
Berto don't know about that genuine pony. He don't know about that pony.
By the way, you should have seen the look Berto just gave.
Berto was like, I'll give you horse noises, but what's genuine?
Yeah.
Like,
give me a little. I can't even say the words.
Is it pony? Is that the name of the song?
I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner.
Stallions.
Someone who knows how to ride.
Oh, man. Also, Joey Chestnut gets it done again. Your hot dog eating champion.
I mean, he can eat.
It's just revolting. But I realize I've never actually watched one.
I can't do it.
Can I ask this question? Because I think I told Jonas this. Maybe I told LeVar. I don't know if I've talked about it on air. Like, I one time as a kid, like, came home after playing and all that. I was like probably in fourth grade, I think. Because this is the day I stopped eating hot dogs. I came home. I ate late. I think my mom was probably mad at me. And then early the next morning, I threw up everywhere over our back, like everywhere. And all I remember was seeing like cut up pieces of hot dog everywhere. It was awful. It was like the worst thing you could imagine seeing coming back up, and then just sitting there, because I was up so early, no one else was up, and I was just sitting there looking at it for probably about 5-10 minutes before someone came down.
See, but I think you screwed up, and the hot dogs got blame for it. I think it was the orange juice hot dog combo, because didn't you have orange juice at the same time?
A bunch of orange juice, hot dogs, and chips. That was my dinner.
That's awful.
Okay, that being said, a lot of people are like, man, hot dogs are awful for you. I'm like, this guy, for the past, 15, 16, what is it now, 15 years?
15, I think it's 15 in
15
a row.
Years
no
now.
No, wait.
He's eaten over 50 in how much time? Like, one can't be that bad for you if this dude consumes that many in a single day.
I think it's 10 minutes.
And still keeps coming back.
I just don't know how your belly doesn't explode.
I don't know how he finds dates.
And what does his alleviation feel like? You know what I mean? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that whole respite moment?
He's
what's
that
all about?
Laxatives, right?
Yeah. I mean, but what's that like?
Do you need them at that point? Listen.
When gravity takes
He better take stool softeners is what he better do. Jeez.
Here's the thing, though. How many hot dogs do you think you could eat if you had to in a 10-minute? Because I think it's 10 minutes.
Zero. I am out, man.
If you had to, you're going to just take,
dude,
just gonna take death.
Yep. I'm taking death.
Brady's one of the most competitive people I know. You would figure out a way to eat hot dogs.
No, I would take death. I'd be like, well, this is it. This is how I'm going
what
out.
What if they were beef hot dogs? What if they were vegan? What if they were vegan, like tofu
hot dogs? I think hot dogs.
Tofu wasn't making it more intriguing. That actually,
I don't know.
How many, LeVar? How many hot dogs in 10 minutes could you eat? Hungry?
Like now, today, not very many. Growing up, I could probably get through. Growing up, I could probably get through about 2 packs.
Wait, what?
You know, I used to eat
in a pack.
Yeah, but you know, I used to like double up those bags.
His mic almost fell off.
I used to double up on them when I was growing up. You know, double up.
What's going on with your mic there?
I'm not one to talk
trash. Right,
I don't talk trash, so you know, I could be like, oh, these crappy studios that we work in, I need to be updated and all that. I'm not one of those type of
guys.
Can
we have a serious conversation about this? Is Joey Chestnut one of the greatest American athletes of all time?
I mean, you do have to be athletic.
What about your jaw? Like, your jaw has to be wicked strong in order to be able to do that, right?
Your esophagus has to be trained and well-oiled.
Oh, jeez.
You know?
I mean, I was trying to have a serious conversation about it. I want to know, like, he has been as dominant of an athlete as we've ever seen, if you count it as athlete. And are we not going to get into the chokehold he had on a dude yesterday?
That, by the way, that was a decent choke.
It was unbelievable.
So what was the sign the protester was trying to hold up?
Expose Smithfield's Death Star.
What a loser. And then Joey Chestnut throws him this chokehold and then tosses him to the side. And if I want to say, that's the second time there's been somebody who's come up like an animal rights activist.
Clout chasers, man.
Didn't somebody squirt ketchup on a bunch of the guys like a couple of years ago? I think somebody came up and started spraying ketchup all over people. Where's the security?
Can I just ask a question, though?
Yeah.
If somebody's close enough to spray ketchup on them, is it okay for them to get their ass whipped?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially ketchup.
Yes.
Because it stinks real good. Like, it's good when you're eating it with food, but it's not good when it's sprayed on you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I mean, mustard to me would be over. Like, I just go into a death stare, and I'm looking to end that person's life.
By the way, mustard does stain.
I remember we were on our way to Allegheny Center Mall one time, and when we were younger, my mom used to dress us in matching clothes, me and my older brother. So we had on white shorts, I want to say sky blue tops. You know, we had on Jordans. We had Jordans on and some shoes, socks. And we're on our way, and we had just went to McDonald's. And I took a bite out of my burger, and some ketchup hit me right on the bad area of my shorts, man. And we were halfway to the mall. So now the question becomes, do you walk around the mall with this ketchup stain right in the bad spot? Or I don't even know what the other option is. Do you try to stay in the car? Like, what do you do? So, you know, I don't know. But we did end up going to the mall. And what we ended up doing was, some way, somehow, we had maybe a sweater or something. But it was summer. But there was, like, something that I was able to, like, tie around.
You tied it around your waist.
You
looked preppy.
You can still see it, though.
Yeah.
I look more like a D-bag because, you could still see it. And you could clearly tell that I was trying to cover the stain.
And yeah,
like that was there.
Like a shout wipe wasn't even invented back then.
They didn't have shout wipes.
No. There's nothing you could do back then.
By the way, I walked around in Jordans as a kid. Tough life, man. Rough.
They were affordable back then.
Yeah, they were. He's not lying.
Back then.
A lot of things were affordable.
Yeah, they were affordable. Back then.
Like what? Gas?
Yeah, that too.
So congratulations to the Stallions and Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
I bought paper towels the other day, and I looked at them like, how are they this expensive? What happened here?
It's awful.
For paper towels?
Yeah, it is. It's everything.
I'm mad that Berto and Lee are back there laughing. I thought they were laughing at our show, but clearly they're laughing at Private Parts.
Yeah.
Well, the movie?
Got to be clear.
The movie. Private Parts, the movie.
I feel like Roberto plays that every day almost.
No, it's usually it's Michael Douglas.
He loves Michael Douglas.
Yeah, he does.
I think he secretly
it's
lives. You live through Michael Douglas, don't
Roberto,
you?
It's the goat.
How late were people lighting off fireworks last night?
Oh, it's still going right now.
Roberto put up some video footage of it. I was watching. I was like, man, I feel like Roberto's probably partaking in this, even though he's not going to take credit for it.
Was it as good as the one last year? You did one last year, right?
Same.
It was good. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, people are.
Private Parts is a good movie, though, I will say. Even with the sound off, it's still a pretty good movie.
It's a movie. It is a movie.
They have the same equipment I have in the studio right here.
Is that equipment look familiar?
It actually looks more updated. It looks more high tech. When did this movie come out?
are there bats flying around their studio by any chance? Is that part of this movie? Look at that. Yeah, same board and everything,
hey,
Berto.
Hey, Jonas. How is Jonas still not going to acknowledge the fact that Joey Chestnut was playing on like a bum leg, too?
Oh,
I mean,
he's playing injured.
What are we talking? Like, so he had to stand on a bum leg. I don't want to hear anybody make excuses for the fact that that guy had a subpar performance. And if you bet the under, like I bet the under on the 74-75 hot dogs, you came out a winner.
No, right? I've got a conspiracy theory on this. I think Jonas actually might have paid off the protester to hit up mess up his rhythm and flow. He had to waste, I don't know, how was it, like 20, 30 seconds choking out some dude instead of eating hot dogs?
That was it.
That's at least 5 or 6 hot dogs.
The woman who won the women's side of the competition had 40 in 10 minutes. I swear to God, I couldn't have 3. I couldn't have 3 hot dogs in 10 minutes with bun. And this lady had 40.
I swear if I was single, I would look her up on IG.
No, you would.
Oh, never mind.
No, you wouldn't.
Right. Okay, you're probably right.
I mean, that's right. Just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. Anyone that can do that, I mean...
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's worth inbox, Latin and inbox.
Okay. Right, but let's say if you were. Let's just play out this hypothetical, because now I'm with you. If you were, but the only window of time you can see her is the 24-hour period after... Immediately after she's done with the hot dog in the contest.
I'm out.
And you have to spend that period of time with her.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
You've got to be there for the aftermath. Whatever comes out after, you've got to be there.
I'm out.
Well, that's not true love, LeVar.
Yeah, it isn't. It's based off all them hot dogs. It ain't based off of the trueness of love.
Oh, man. That's
a different word.
You are a smooth operator. Speaking of which, the Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com. fishingliketheoval.com or in stores. All right, we are off and running here on the 5th of July. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, though, we've got somebody who is making a claim in the NFL, and it might be a lie. We'll get into that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car fisher or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Oh, yeah. Dublin Coffin High, baby. Weight room.
Why can't it be LeVar's High School?
I don't remember.
Because he don't know the name of it.
Hey, Q, he don't know the name of it. And I ain't trying to make it known either.
Well, it's much like your birthday. You probably faked it on something so no one knows.
What a bunch of crap, by the way.
Thank you.
Just holding on to that secret, dropping it after we go off the air.
You liked it.
Yeah, but we got to celebrate.
Everybody
the next
thinks
day.
My birthday is on the 20th.
It is pretty amazing you did that.
Thank you.
I mean, everybody's duped. Pro Football Reference.
Everybody. I got everybody.
I mean, if I went to North Hills Senior High School, you know.
There he go. Okay, Wiki man.
What?
Yeah.
There you go, Wiki.
Make note of that.
Wiki boy.
Make note of that. It is two pros and a cup
they
of
have
Joe
a national
here.
Championship,
Fox Sports Radio.
By the way.
Who, North
they?
Hills?
Yeah.
When? Recently?
No. Hell no. 87?
Huh.
87?
Interesting.
Yeah. The Kegels. Kegel. The Morelli. Tom Morelli. Dwayne Hitchcock. The Bender Boys.
Isn't Kegel the name of that hat that Bruce Arians wears?
Kangol.
Yeah, whatever. Same difference. Who cares?
It's not the same.
Okay.
Tim Kegel was a bad mother sucker boy. Lyman. You know, they make Lyman where I'm from.
That's,
you know, Ohio,
that's one of the best phrases you say, by the way.
Yeah. What's that?
A bad mother sucker.
Yeah, bad mother sucker boy.
It's like it works for radio, but like you can use that around your kids.
Indeed.
It's not, you know.
Indeed.
Especially at the horse races.
You should hear me coach.
Oh, here we go.
Boy.
What?
That's a bad mother sucker on that field. You know, the first time I said that on radio a couple of times, people was like dumping it because they couldn't comprehend.
They couldn't tell. Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't comprehend it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. Not on this show. Nobody gets dumped on this show. Broadcast professionals.
I was blown away that the red button didn't you know, flare up on us.
We're professionals. Like, I mean, nobody's
dumping.
Is that
anything. What we're
yeah.
called?
Yeah, we are total professionals.
I was sitting down with my kids. They're like, "Dad, are you going to go to the beach with us and watch the fireworks?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, let's go." They were like, "Yeah, the fireworks start at 9. I was like, "Yeah, I'll be at home." They're like, "Why?"
Yeah, they.
I have to get up for work, and then my daughter comes in. My 6 year old. She comes into the bedroom because my oldest daughter is at a volleyball tournament in Indy. They came in third, by the way. Shots out to Marley.
Nice.
Yeah. And so she comes in to keep me company, and she's keeping me awake. It's like, "Dad, I love you." It's like, "Oh, I love you too." And I don't want to tell her, like, "Daddy needs to get a little bit of sleep before he's got to get up and go." So I just let her go, and she went the entire time. I was like, "You want to turn the TV on, don't you?" She was like, "Daddy, I don't have school tomorrow." I was like, "You're right." And you know what? You get amazing grades. So you know what I'm going to do? She's like, "What, Daddy?" I was like, "I'm going to give you the remote." She turned it on immediately. I was like, "Daddy needs just 5 more minutes of sleep." And she's like, "Okay, Daddy." And then my alarm went off right as she was turning the TV. I was like, "Babe, you turn that TV back on and you enjoy you some TV. And Daddy will see you in a few minutes."
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
That's our job, though. Our gig is to get up. I was like telling my kids, I was like, "Man, I got to get up." But that's the only thing is really I got to get up because once I get there, I got this horrible job. Like I go in, we laugh, we joke, we talk about sports. I love sports, da-da-da, this, that. And I was like, "Yeah," and then I'm done. I was like, by the time we get done laughing and joking and making fun of stuff and this, that, and us, it's like 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
And then when it's 5 minutes left, it's BQ News. So then it's like, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, this is our job. Like, okay.
Called the main event, man.
Oh, there you go.
It's the main event of this show every day.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm glad we don't have physical challenges connected to it like Q does, though. You know, with the weather and stuff, like with your other gigs.
I
mean, there's no other than flying bats, but we got Lee, the bat stomper, so we're okay in that category.
A guilty admission. So I've told you guys, like, I do the whole cold plunge thing.
Uh-oh.
Where like you get in the cold tub basically up to the neck for like 8-10 minutes.
Totally.
I'm weird like that. I'm into all that stuff. I did it last night because I knew I was taking my two oldest to the fireworks. I knew, I was like, "Man, it was hot out today. Like, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be sweaty. I'm going to like cool myself down before I go out." Well, the temperature dropped pretty significantly. I was shivering. I could not. I literally looked at my wife. I go, "I am not going to try to talk to anyone here."
Mm.
I go, "If I bump into it," I was like, "My teeth are chattering."
Mm.
My kids kept asking me questions. I wasn't answering questions because I literally could not.
Mm.
I was so cold, and the temperature had like dropped enough where like you get a little bit of a breeze and you are freezing. And I was sitting there watching the fireworks, my teeth chattering. And the girl's like, "Daddy, isn't this great?" And I was like, "Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
This is great."
What was it, in the 50s?
What? The weather?
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, the cold tub's at like 40.
But what was the weather outside?
I don't know, probably like 70s. High 70s.
Right. That's sissy. Yeah, that's sissy talk. Come on.
But the problem is, like, you're still cold from the cold. It wasn't like the outside necessarily.
Right.
I just was thinking, I'm going to thaw out, and I wasn't at all.
The worst is when you misjudge what the weather is going to be for the cold. Not for the hot. Like,
no.
if you're more hot, I'll take more hot because you can take layers off.
That's true. And if you've got like heavier layers on, it's going to cover up some of the sweat.
But if you misjudge and you went for like, "I dressed for warm or for hot," and it turned out to be cold, that is the worst.
I misjudged the sun yesterday. I was wearing flip-flops, literally have a sunburn.
On your, and you got a thong print on your
arm.
It's bad. Agreed. I'm a sheet of notebook paper. Not even like I can't be around the sun for longer than 5 minutes. And
I sit out in that junk, period. I'd be out in that junk just soaking it in. Only thing
I need
that runs
El
me
Natural.
Out.
Yeah.
You know, I got that. You know, I got that absorption, that high absorption.
I mean,
up in
Berto.
Me. What?
I mean,
just keeping it real.
Yeah, thank you. I mean,
it's just keeping it real.
Yeah,
you know, the only thing that runs me out from outside is we got this tremendously large beehive, and the bees are starting to grow. Like they're getting. I told you, I got stung last week, and I don't want to do anything with them because of this whole bee thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's
What bee thing?
You know, like, there's a shortage of bees. So I don't want to, like, I don't want to remove them.
What a bunch of crap. You notice there's a shortage of everything nowadays. Oh, there's a shortage of this. That's why they...
So I'm like, look, they're making our ecosystem better. But what I've noticed lately is that beehive is maturing. Because those bees been coming out of that hive big as hell.
Hey. They're vandalizing Lamar's house.
Hey, bro.
They're coming over trying to hit on his daughters.
They're kind of like.
They're tagging up the freeway.
I mean, hold on now. They're kind of like coming out of the hive like, this is our house now, chump.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man? And stung me.
They got their feet kicked up.
And stung. They sent a message to me last week.
Why do you have them? What's the point?
I have been fighting with myself and debating with Trish 100 times over as to should we remove the beehive. It's in a tree. We know where it is. I can see it. They're coming in and out. They're scouting the area. Anything in the area. They know who we are
by now. Why don't
you
borrow some fireworks?
They know who we are.
Bro, they're coming for the whole house.
They're coming for the whole thing.
That's what the sting was. Yeah.
They're coming because the more the hive grows, the more they're deploying. And it's like they're like slowly like, look, man, like we're here. We're here to stay. And I'm trying to talk back to them like, listen, I want you to stay. You're great for our ecosystem. Like, I know how important you guys are. I got some nice flowers over here.
I think I know the perfect attorney for you. Yeah. Tony Busby.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It did not take long.
Tony Busby.
Yeah.
It did not take long for a quick, witty response from one of you guys.
Let me tell you something. You want to take care of that problem? Borrow some fireworks from one of your neighbors and make some honey. Yeah, and Roberto's got some.
And burn down the house. Like, I'm not trying to burn down the house.
Yeah, I just it's a terrible idea, man. Like,
it's right there. It's like the beehive is right next to the corner of the edge of the house. And it's funny because they go on suicide missions. Like, we have a saltwater pool.
Oh yeah.
So apparently,
relatable again. I mean, this is
I got money now. I didn't grow up with money, but I got money now, and I got a saltwater pool. So y'all can kiss my ass if y'all don't like that. All right. But anyways, they're attracted to that water for some reason. Like, everything's attracted to it. I see squirrels, birds, everything. They be jumping in that water. These bees be on suicide missions. Like, you'll get stung, this, that, and the other. But you'll see, like, 10 dead bees up in the water. So, in other words, they're basically like, look, this is our watering hole, and we're willing to die for this. Like, they're willing to die over that watering hole. I don't know how to take it. I think it's very, very aggressive. It's passive aggressive in some ways. But it's overly aggressive in other ways. Like, it's like, listen, we're here, we're patrolling it. Don't get into the pool. You know, my daughter came out the other day. Ow! Like, what happened? Stung. Like, big old stinger too. It was still there. Like, and it was still there. The one that hit me, it wasn't in there. It hit me and rolled out. But I mean, the one that hit my daughter, I mean, it was a big old. It looked like a claw.
Built different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that PA, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, that's that thick skin, baby.
That is,
you know, that's
that leather skin. You know what I mean? Like,
that's rhino skin.
That rhinoceros skin.
I mean, like, this is just
tough skin.
Racist.
They put that S in a bottle. You know what I mean? Guys like me, they put that S in a bottle and start selling it. They spray it on your leg before they put the tape on it called tough skin.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you know. But,
forget you bees!
Hold on. Can we come to a resolution on this? What are you going to do about your bees, dude?
You got
to
get rid of
gotta
them.
Get someone to come in there and, like, professionally move them and save them? Or
I mean, can I move them and save them?
I'm allergic to bees. That's a nightmare scenario.
I think you dress up as a gigantic bee, and you just walk out there and try to have a conversation. Just say, look, I'm the queen, and I'm here to tell you, you got to stop messing with our house, you know?
How many bees are out there?
Oh, it's a ton.
Like, what are you talking, like 20?
No.
100?
It's a ton. I mean, I never stopped to count them, but it's a ton.
But, like, this is, so it's becoming a problem.
It's not become a problem. It's a problem. So, right behind my pool is a mountain. So, you got, you got mountain flies, you got mountain mosquitoes, and those are different. They're different than regular everyday mosquitoes. They are way more, they're stronger. They're more aggressive.
Yeah.
Like a mosquito hit me and I saw the bad boy pulling. Like it hit me with the dip and was like like it was pulling, like it was sucking out of a straw. Right? And then I saw it and look and then a fly bit me and I could hear the bite. Like it was like the fly on everything. The fly bit me and I was like, these are they got to be
a horse fly.
Yeah, I guess so. It was a bear fly is what it was, because they got to bite into bear and you know, like lions and tigers and stuff in that mountain. So I you know, mountain lions, I think that they're just way more aggressive. But the bees are aggressive too. I don't see any wasp. I don't see any hornets. I see dragonflies. But the bees are on something totally different though. Like the bees are like on some straight turf war. Like the mosquitoes and the flies, they're out for self. They're very selfish. But those bees, they're working together, man. You got this big old wall. I got a wall of like, you know, like what those pink flowers look like in Hawaii and stuff like that.
Hibiscus.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I got a whole wall of it behind my pool, and they be up on that dip like don't come near this. Like and the only things that go near it are like these yellow birds, I want to say canary birds, and hummingbirds. They're the only ones that get near it. Otherwise, the bees run my backyard.
God, I hate bees, man.
They run it. But they're great for your ecosystem. Well, so hey, I don't want to do anything with them.
They can go to somebody else's ecosystem.
I'm battling it, man. Yeah. I really am. I'm fighting it. Like, I don't want to get rid of them. But, I mean, after I got stung and I felt like the way it felt, like, because I've never been stung before. And then I've been hearing my kids are getting stung. I'm like, man, I don't know if we could continue on.
It's just that's a problem.
I might have to interrupt my ecosystem, you know?
Yeah.
So I can actually like get in the pool.
I mean, you just need to shave that problem away from your life. Just shave it all away. You know what I mean?
And how do you shave it away?
Well, with the Dollar Shave Club,
a lubricating strip.
It's a six-blade razor. You know, it brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth.
Yes.
Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores. All right, it's coming up next.
Hey,
we have...
I appreciate you guys letting me have my therapy session about these bees, man.
I'll be honest with you. I'm still concerned. Man, like you might feel better. I don't feel better about your situation.
Yeah. Well, okay. So before we go to break, what do you guys think we should do? I mean, I know we got to get an update, but what do you think I should do?
Simple. Mortar bomb in the tree.
Mortar bomb. Okay. What do you got, Q?
I mean, I would say the sensible thing is to get them professionally removed, but
okay.
I don't know. I think you should still try one last ditch effort to go out and talk to them.
Okay. I'm going to try to talk to them. Yeah. Okay. What up, Berto? What do you think?
Water hose, get rid of those bad boys.
No hell,
those
no.
Power hoses. Yeah.
No way. No. Does it work?
Put on a bee suit.
No way. Ain't no way. No, them bees are too aggressive already. I hit it with a water hose. I don't hit it right. Or that thing comes down.
They're throwing up gang signs.
Man, look here. That, they like, I got this stinger for you. I got this burner. What we doing, Lee? get rid of them. I mean, I know what you're going to say. You stomped a mud hole in them. That's it. Yeah. You're probably going to say get them.
You got to let them be, baby.
Let them be.
Oh, wow.
For Christ's
sake. Okay.
Were you hoping that I was going to ask you so you can say that? 100%. That was a miss, but I liked it. Yeah. I mean, it fit for you, Lee. All right. I'm going to let them be. I'm going to leave them be.
You bat murderer. All right.
He stomped the face off. Like, I mean, it was just wings.
Yeah.
Decapitated it.
I don't even understand how that happened. Like, where was the head, Lee?
I don't know either, man. I really don't. I didn't know they were that fragile.
I was looking at that bad boy like, there's no head.
Truer words have never been smoking from a bat murderer. He wasn't concerned about the head.
Jeez, so.
It's those California bats, man. No,
they're soft.
It's not the same.
They're soft.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we're going to get into there's some rumors out there about a potential landing spot for a former All-Pro in the NFL. We'll have that for you. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Brian Finley.
Thank you, Jonas. And Trace Thompson was a giant B to the Rockies thanks to that three-run homer for the Dodgers. As he got it done 5-3 over Colorado, the Twins. Did you guys see what I did there, the segue? Did you guys see that? No?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, I heard it.
Oh, you did?
Radio.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
No one told me Fenley was on today.
Oh,
this is going to be a treat. This is a treat.
Oh, now you know.
I don't know about that, Fenley, but yeah.
With that, let's get it back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinnen, and Jonas Knox, who has more gym selfies than anybody combined in
wow.
the show.
All right. Shots fired.
There it is.
Wow.
There
gym
it is.
Selfies.
Do you have gym selfies? Jonas?
No, I didn't even go to the gym.
No.
That's right. His air bike, baby.
Your little echo bike.
You don't want to get a membership, dude. You don't want to say you have a membership to a club.
No, just like this time slot, you got to have one of the 24-hour gyms, and they're not open 24 hours anymore. What's the point?
Is Planet Fitness the one that's like $9.99 a month?
Yeah.
There was like a Fitness 19 is also like $9 a month, something like that.
Right. But I think Planet Fitness is like nationwide. Like it makes so much sense just to have one in case you like one time a month would like go to one.
Yeah. No, it's
that's
I
so
just
cheap.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, it's just that razor sharp look you need.
Oh,
if you go to the gym, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you
chiseled, razor sharp,
like,
smooth.
Like when you're in the cleaning up area,
like for example,
like the locker room,
the Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor. It brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that
Amazing.
Keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores.
There you go.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. Up next, we have a rumor about an NFL All-Pro. We'll get into that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado
aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We're going to get into an NFL claim coming up top of next hour here. Very interesting. We're going to see whether or not this person is lying before we get into another edition of In Case You Missed It. Want to let you know we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Dlap.
Fellas, in case you missed it, according to recent reports, free agent wide receiver Julio Jones has two specific destinations on his radar, that being the Dallas Cowboys and his former team, the Atlanta Falcons.
How about that?
Thought you was going to say a retirement home in the YMCA.
Oh, come on.
My bad.
Man. You take out Julio like that.
I'm joking.
Isn't Dallas everybody's on everybody's radar, seemingly? Like, that's every time there's a big-name free agent, the Cowboys are somewhere lurking that they're going to land him.
They could use a leader.
They've been known to overpay for things, too.
Is it over for him?
He hasn't been able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
I don't want to put dirt on nobody.
He could play a nice complimentary role to what they have in Dallas. I don't know. I mean, outside of going back to Atlanta where you were, I mean, it doesn't make much sense to go there.
Because everybody's going to have expectations for him.
Yeah. I mean, and the quarterback situation, I mean, you could be a number 2-3 option in Dallas, and that could work out really well.
Yeah.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, in case you missed it, Kyler Murray's ex-hairdresser is trying to expose him, saying she was insulted by him asking her to wear pants when she came over to do his hair, so therefore she has quit doing business with Kyler Murray.
Pants? Like, was he asking her to be like dress more conservatively?
That's probably what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get in trouble for you being inappropriately dressed, so I tell you to dress appropriately, and you still want me to get in trouble. That's the world we live in, people. Deal with it.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's trying to, like, protect himself.
You're going to have a jury sitting there while you get your hair done, getting anything done, hair, nails, you know, different things.
Some
stylists.
NDAs.
You got to have witnesses.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.